Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Unapologetically Living. I am girl, your girl, Lady B. I know y'all been wondering where I've been. I have had to take a quick, small hiatus. My business is popping. That is a good thing. Yay. I have so many different sectors to my business, so it's not just one specific thing. Things are taking off. I'm constantly busy. And also I'm bringing on a team of people as well that I'm educating, spreading the wealth, spreading the knowledge in the business industry. Love to make entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, men as well. But as being a woman, I have a special heart for women. But I still didn't forget about my podcast family. Thank you for all those faithful listeners out there that tune in and look for my episodes. All the ones that have emailed me asking me where I've been. Don't forget you all. Yes, you can always email me. unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. Again, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. Thank you for all those that reached out to me. I am not done yet. Yes, I still love podcasting. I love podcasting families. It's able to give us a chance to talk about some things and get some things on the table. And then I'm also excited to start my season 3 because I got some hot topics I want to put on the map for season 3. Without further ado, let's get going. Yes. Today, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Now, how many of you all love to travel? I love to travel. Traveling is something I love to do, whether I'm doing it alone, with my family, my husband and my son, or if it's just my husband and I, or if it's just either my son and I. Either way, I love to travel with friends, girls, vacation, all that. I love it. Traveling is traveling to me. And I love road trips. I haven't had in a while, a long time, and I want to do it, is a train vacation. I haven't had one of those in a while since I was like a teenager. Planes is, of course, everyone's favorite way to travel. One thing I can't say is when you get on the plane, once everyone is seated and, everyone's put their seatbelt on, and then that's when the flight attendant is giving the instructions in case of any type of malfunctioning, bad turbulence. Anytime if the plane seems like it's going to default, going to go down, they teach you about life-saving skills, how to get your life jackets, how to, put the oxygen mask on, things like that. But one of the first instructions is put the oxygen mask on yourself first. It's not with your spouse. It's not with your kid. It's not with your friend. It's not with your parents. Put the mask on yourself first. Because you cannot save other people. If you are drowning yourself, if you are under the influence of, if there's a mass gas attack or whatever in the air, you can't save anyone else if you're not in your right frame of mind. So the best thing is for you to put your mask on and you to get clean air and save yourself. So that's what today we're talking about is self-care. I recently embarked on a 21-day challenge with my sisters of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women. Woo-hoo! And we partner up with Girl Trek, another amazing podcast, Girl Trek. And we partnered up and we actually followed along with their 21-day Black History, in honor of Black History, of Black women that have paved the way for us, in the actual earlier years. So that we actually, each day, we honored, a different Black queen pioneer, and we actually listen to the podcast and you get some type of exercise in. If it's walking, The ladies in Girl Track, they were always walking. They were friends. They were not together at the same location, but they were both walking and talking via the phone. And so we encourage our sisters, our members, to do the same thing. If it's a walk, if it's dancing, if it's going to the gym, if whatever it may be, if it's yoga, whatever it is, take 30 minutes for yourself every day, unapologetically, for 21 days straight. 21 days. And so we finished recently this earlier this week. So that's another thing I was distracted with, because I was trying to keep up with my schedule of my 21 days of fitness and everything. So it was important to me was to get back to my podcast world, though. But I'm trying to figure out a way that I can redo this again. And starting in February, I want to do this 21 day challenge again, because I think it's important that we actually connect and focus with each other. So I'm going to actually start my own little group and see, do they want to do it as a positive, you know, group, if that's something that they want to do, you know, just to promote and be, you know, have that security. So no matter where you are, and you can vent and be able to vent and talk about it and say, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm struggling through, this is what I'm working through. So I think that it's important that you make time for yourself and you have people that hold you accountable for having time for yourself. Regardless, whatever it is, like I say, 30 minutes to yourself. And it may, and you know, and doing something for yourself, getting your heart rate up, being good to your body and moving intentionally and blocking out family, friends, work, school, whatever, and just being intentional with yourself, with your spirit. So that led me to thinking about today was when we get on the plane, when we're traveling, and we call that self-care and we love to travel, but do we pay attention to the instructions for the oxygen mask? Is put the mask on yourself first before your family and friends and spouse. So what we're so caught up in our getting to our destination. We're so caught up in getting to where we're traveling to, and this is when the fun is gonna begin, and we don't even know the fun and the actual self-care begins long before we arrive at our famous destination. It starts with you at the moment that you decide to say, I'm going to start taking time for myself. I'm going to give myself, you know, when I was in the corporate America world, they would say, did you do a staycation? Do a selfcation. Take a 30-minute selfcation instead of a staycation. If you didn't travel anywhere, you stayed at home and you just cooked and cleaned and relaxed, and they caught it, but you still didn't have to work. They call it a staycation, you know. So take a selfcation before you worried about taking this vacation. Are you taking a selfcation? Good topic, right? Good thoughts, right? And I'm gonna be doing this, you know, journey, and I'm gonna, you know, if you would like to be a part of, you can reach out to me, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. If you would like to get in on this journey starting in February, let me know. I will gladly add you. I'm gonna do a private group. And so that you can actually be, you know, have, you know, feel like you can have some type of privacy. It won't be public. Again, we're going to put the mask on ourselves. We're going to have a selfcation. Yeah. Take 30 minutes a day and take yourself on a vacation of just serenity, of peace, even if it's just you're intentionally just meditating. I mean, that too is peace of mind. If you're just stretching, yoga, I mean, Pilates, all type of things, you know, it doesn't have to always be you're just like in the gym and you're pumping iron and da 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 da. No, you're taking time for yourself. I think it's important. We forget to put the mask on ourselves, especially us as women, men too. But especially us as women, as wives, as mothers, as friends, as sisters, as caretakers, as business women, career women, we forget to put the mask on ourselves. And we do all these cute little things. We go to brunch together. We're going on vacation together. We're doing all these things together. We're having a happy hour. We're having all this type of stuff. But are we really self-care? Is it really? Really? Is it like really self-care? Interesting topic, right? Yeah. I know. Again, I am Lady B. I am your girl. I am the host of Unapologetically Living. We will be wrapping up this season of season 2 of Unapologetically Living. We will take a short little break. I promise it'll be short. And we're coming back with Hot Topics season 3 and Hot Guests. I have some guests I already want to I'm actually going to reach out to, because they have some good topics and things that they're dealing with, that they're actually either their business or their actual experiencing, things like that. Because we just, with Unapologetically Living, is about talking about stuff, putting stuff out on the table, regardless of what it may be. If it's politics, if it's religion, if it's marriage, if it's children, parenting, if it's self-caring. Putting the oxygen mask on yourself. We need to be able to talk about it all. Divorce. We need to talk about grievance. Whatever it is, we need to be aware. Be ready to talk about it. Again, I am your girl, Lady B. You can reach me by email, unapologeticallyfearless@gmail.com. Again, I'm also on Instagram. You can follow the podcast page on Instagram, Unapologetically Living without the G. Underscore, again, Unapologetically Living without the G, because, and that's underscore. And the reason why I don't include the G, a lot of people ask me, because Unapologetically Living, anything that's actually has breath is actually living. Like living, you're actually a living organism. You're a living being, a person, right? But are you living? Now, that might sound like slang to some people, but the message is, are you living? You're alive. Your heart is beating. You're alive. But are you really living your best life? That's the difference. You know, you're alive. You're existing. You're existing. You're going to work. You're going to school. You're a wife. You're a mother. You're a husband. You're a brother. You have a career, a business, whatever. Yeah, you are alive. But are you really living? Right? Okay, let's go. Yes, we are going to be heading to season 3 shortly in February next month, which will be coming up next week. It's February, actually. But season 3 will be starting mid-February, but we'll be wrapping up season 2. I have about a couple more shows, and we're going to close season 2 out. Again, I am your girl, Lady B. And as I always say, be you, do you. As long as you ain't lying, killing, and stealing to nobody, be your best self, regardless of what anybody has to say. People are going to judge you because you choose to not live a conventional lifestyle. But you can be unapologetic about it. Unapologetically live. Not just be living, breathing, but you're living. I'm out, y'all. Until next time, I'm your girl, Lady B.